Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. So glad you stopped by because we have a ton of celebrity news that you can use. Now, Portia's still out on maternity leave, but we got the three amigos in Atlanta still holding it down. What's up, guys?
What's up, Atlanta?
Later in the show, Candy Burris stops by to talk about the Housewives and much, much more. And Game of Thrones might be ending, so you need a new TV show obsession.
Yes, please.
How about a TV show about Kanye West?
Here for it.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk about that later as well. But Headcrack, what you got?
All right, y'all. So last night was the 2019 Billboard Music Awards, hosted by none other than Kelly Clarkson. And the night was filled with all your favorites in music and a lot of big performances as well. Now, the king of the Billboard Awards was Drake. He brought home 12 awards, bringing his career total to 27, which made him the top award recipient in Billboard history.
It should be called the Drake Awards.
Right.
Yeah, they got to rename it, like, you know, make it in his image and all that good stuff. So the Queen Mariah Carey was given the Billboard Icon Award, and she gave a passionate speech and performance where she even threw her Kleenex into the crowd. Gary caught it. But what had the interwebs all crazed was Taylor Swift. Now, T-Swift opened the show and performed their new single, Me, but people felt the performance looked a little bit familiar. Take a look. Now, I don't know about y'all, but it seems like Taylor Swift has gentrified Beyonce's Netflix special.
Yeah, baby. Miss Swift did that, honey. She said, I'm going to let y'all have it, honey.
I know Taylor's highly successful in all of that.
Yeah, she's
I can't dance, so I don't even attempt to.
Right.
That's what Taylor Swift is, a good singer and all of that, but she can't dance, and it's awkward.
It was like great value Baychella.
Is Taylor Swift getting kind of thick on the lower side?
She's becoming a woman. She was a girl.
There's nothing wrong with it. I noticed that, like, she was having Beyonce's thighs.
She used to look like a gazelle. She was very like lanky and like awkward, you know. But now she's a woman.
That's what happens. The more and more cats you own, the bigger your thighs get.
Frank Kramer.
but it got to the point where people started running with it on Twitter and other forms of social media. It was calling it Mayochella.
Oh, why?
You know, because, like, you got Baychella, and, you know, because she's white.
Thought it would be Taylorchella.
But if Beyonce would have never did what she did at Homecoming, like, this may have been passable.
Right.
But once you've seen, like, the high-level version of what a performance like this could be, send that back.
I guess Beyonce was not there, because there should be a camera shot of Beyonce's face. Of her watching this performance going,
I did it first.
Yeah, this was the McDowell's to the McDonald's.
Yeah. All right, there was a lot of anticipation for Madonna's performance at the Billboard Music Awards. She and Maluma were going to perform their new single, Medellin. Now, Madonna allegedly spent $4 million on this one performance, and I'm guessing that it was probably because of a lot of the CGI effects. So why don't we take a look and see if she got her money's worth. Take a look.
Like champagne, found myself dancing in the rain with you. I felt so naked and alive. We'll be right back.
$4 million,
I don't think she got her money's worth from what we just saw.
Yeah, she should be jailed like Lori Loughlin and them. Cause
I mean, Frank and I have done this. Frank and I have done holograms of ourselves at a live performance, and it cost $5.
Yeah, we shot it about 5 minutes.
It didn't cost us much money, and I think it looked better than that, if I'm being honest.
Maybe all the money was spent on the eye patch. Who knows? I mean, maybe it's like bedazzled, bejeweled.
Alpaca wool somehow, something. Alpaca
yeah, and isn't the thing about the CGI stuff supposed to be where it looks super-duper real? Yes. And the way they moved, the things moved at the end, it made it look more fake and it was, more CGI. Like when we saw
the
Tupac.
Like they recalibrated it in the middle of the performance or something.
Yeah, like
it's
something.
Pixelating.
Yeah, like something
went
wrong.
One second, yeah, she's buff. Madonna's loading. Give her a second.
And finally, there were some surprises that night, except not at the award show. Congratulations are in order for Joe Jonas and his new wife, Sophie Turner, from Game of Thrones, y'all.
They got married.
Yes, they ran off and got married after the show. I mean, they were in Vegas, and the ceremony was conducted by another famous singer. Take a look.
Hi, Joseph.
Thank you, Sophie.
To be my wedded wife.
With this ring.
With this ring.
I be wed. And I love you. I thank God. He gave me you.
So is Elvis like a real pastor, minister that can do that? Yeah.
I'm sure he's ordained. Yeah. And the thing with this is both of his other brothers are married. And if you remember, Nick Jonas recently married Priyanka Chopra. Mm-hmm. And they had like 14 different ceremonies because
right.
they were,
sure
you know, of her, you know, culture and all of that. So I'm thinking maybe they're like, we've been to enough damn
wedding
ceremonies.
Do you think this is even planned? I mean, they were at the Billboard Music Awards in Vegas. They're like, let's just go do
let's
it.
Let's do it.
That's what I think. Yeah.
That's kind of cool, though. I have friends that got married. They've been married for 19 years and they got married in Las Vegas. And they're still together all these years later. And I have friends that have had big, lavish weddings and it didn't last a year.
Right. Yeah, it being Elvis makes it look like a joke. How about it being like a pastor or somebody that you know or somebody that's close to the family or something to make it like authentic.
I mean, but like generally, like if you guys were getting married, right, who would you want to officiate your wedding?
I'm not even going to answer because I think you all know.
I know. Morgan Freeman.
That's who you want
let's
to officiate?
Let's answer for you, Heidi.
Let's answer.
Oprah Winfrey.
You get a bride and you get a bride. Oh, man,
I would like Bill Cosby to officiate my wedding.
Oh, my God.
Talk about a snoozer.
Everybody get a Quaalude at the reception.
Nobody's dancing. They're all just sitting there sleeping.
All right, we do have some junk to talk about. Moby has a new memoir coming out called Then It Fell Apart. And in his book, he revealed that he rubbed private parts against the then real estate mogul, but now president of the United States, Donald Trump.
He rubbed his private parts on him?
Yeah, he detailed a party that he attended with some buddies, all right? And one of them suggested that he discreetly knob touch Trump. So he did it. Now, what is knob touching? It's where, okay, well, let's let Moby explain it. He says, I drank a shot of vodka.
Okay.
To brace myself, I pulled my flaccid penis out of my pants and casually walked past Trump, trying to brush the edge of his jacket with my penis. Mm. Luckily, he didn't seem to notice or even twitch.
Well, maybe it wasn't that big then if he didn't see it. I mean, it looked like you would see something like that.
The tail of Moby's
and the crazy thing about it, like, if you Trump and you try to refute those charges, you sound just as crazy saying, he did not touch my leg with his penis. Like,
right.
Hey, but guess what, Donald Trump? Moby's famous, and he can do it. You should let him.
Is that a comment about, hey, they'll let you do whatever
you
want?
Yeah, you just grab him by the because, you know, when you're famous, you can do anything you want. That's what he said. So, well, turnabout's fair play.
Moby's been sober for 15 years, so that was probably the moment.
His rock bottom story
in
AA.
He's sitting in AA. He's like, yeah, I rubbed my penis on Donald Trump's jacket.
And that was the day I got sober.
But that's not nothing new. I mean, when I was younger, the barber used to spin you around in the chair, and your arm used to be on it, and it used to touch. I mean, that was interesting.
That was the scene left out of the movie Barbershop.
The very last chair.
All right, coming up, Jada Smith is following in his father's footsteps and hitting the television. But you won't believe, honey, what character he's playing this time. We'll tell you all about it right after the break.
Dish Nation. Did you spend last night tossing and turning? I often have a hard time falling asleep at night or staying asleep, and I frequently wake up feeling stiff in the morning. If you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, you've got to try a Purple mattress. How is Purple different from other mattresses? The Purple material feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time, so it keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool. It ends up giving you this zero-gravity-like feel, so it works in any sleeping position. And if you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund backed by a 10-year warranty and free shipping and returns. And you're going to love Purple. And right now, our viewers will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts they're offering site-wide. Just text DISH to 84-888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text DISH to 84-888. That's D-I-S-H to 84-888.
Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey, hey.
Now get this, y'all. Jaden Smith is about to take us to another universe. Now the rapper actor signed on to play Mr. West. Which West? Not Adam West. He's dead. Talk about Jaden Smith is going to be playing the younger version of Kanye West in an upcoming Showtime series called Omniverse.
Oh, wow.
It's a bizarre pick. So the show's creators are promising viewers the opportunity to explore the ego through the alternate reality of Yeezy and examine the many doors of perception. And that's all the info we have right now. So the rest you can kind of just speculate. Kanye West is going to be the executive producer, so this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, that's all I needed to know, that Kanye is going to be the EP, because he's going to make sure we have exactly what he wants us to see.
But, I mean, could they have not chosen somebody else to play him?
Like, who else? Who would you put in that? If you were the director,
I'm thinking, I'm like, he's dead, though, but Gary Coleman could have did good.
As Kanye West? That would be ill. You would make a pretty good Kanye.
Sure, because he could have chose me. But, I mean, we have resemblance a little bit.
You get to be up under Kim Kardashian every night? Like, yeah.
Anyway, y'all, baby, it's time for What the Fashion? And yes, honey, baby, the Billboard Music Awards edition, y'all. Now, you all know that the stars came out to slay, honey, last night on the red carpet. And some came and looked a little... different. Anyway, y'all, so I thought, honey, it would be cute, honey, for us to just look at some of the fashion choices from the event. Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
All right, y'all, first up, Mr. Terry Crews. Now, it looks like he, honey, was ready to saddle up, baby, and ride, honey, on his horse with this outfit. Take a look.
Oh.
What inspired that damn mess? Honey, that is ridiculous. Honey, his wife and a beautiful guy, and he got them boots like he ready to go dig ditches. I don't know what inspired Terry Crews. He probably trying to throw off those queens, those producers that was probably touching him in Hollywood and wanted to give him an ugly look. I don't know.
Yeah, you're going to have to get them boots a little higher to stop them.
All right, y'all. Now, moving on, honey. We have, honey, singer Tori Kelly, honey, looking bright on the red carpet. So how are we going to feel, y'all, about this ensemble? She looks like a can of peaches, honey.
If they made a live-action Gatorade movie, like
she's
going to play orange.
Is. What is that, velvet?
But anyway, y'all, we saved, honey, the best for last. Baby, DJ Mustard came through, baby, looking very soft and pink last night.
DJ Mustard look like Gay Poupon.
Okay. Yeah, Hollywood dressing. Ooh, you gonna let them have it, bitch, tonight, baby, honey. Ooh, yes,
you think I should?
Yeah, you do it. Oh, yes, go, honey. You gonna let them have it, honey.
All right, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Yes, it is, friends, and today we have the Ultimate Spin Daily Cleaning Facial System. It's a professional caliber tool that uses a gentle, rotating micro-massage action to thoroughly cleanse, exfoliate, and lift makeup, dirt, and oil trapped in your pores, honey. Mm-hmm. The result from this cleansing system are amazing. It reduces pore sizes, fine lines, and skin tone and texture will improve overall. It includes cleansing, exfoliating, and silicone brush heads. Also, it's water-resistant and safe for use in the tub or shower anywhere in the world because it comes with a storage case that is perfect for travel.
This is real cool, Brad. Everybody knows you have expensive taste. How much is it?
It usually goes for $125, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $20!
What?
Wow. That's right. Just go to morningsave.com, y'all, and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
I will be moistened. All right, so up next, Real Housewives of Atlanta star and Dungeon Master Candy Burns dropped by earlier this week to talk about our new Welcome to the Dungeon tour and much more. We got that coming up after the break. Dish Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dish Nation. As a woman who is a Jill of all trades, not only is she a prominent Real Housewife of Atlanta, she's an accomplished writer, singer, and dungeon master now. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise one time for Candy Burris! Yay!
What's up, y'all? You are the first person to ever call me a dungeon master, but okay, I'll take that. You know,
you gotta own it, because there's not too many people out here that can say they have a sex dungeon tour that is touring across the country and selling out.
You know what? I don't think anybody can say that. You know, I'll be the first to say, yes, I am now a sex dungeon master.
But, oh, it's sex too?
Candy, you kind of had to be, because your Atlanta show sold out in 4 days. Like, if you wanted to get tickets, your thing sold like Coachella. Like, if you didn't get tickets immediately, you were not going to the show.
I'm trying to tell these people they better get their tickets for the tour now, because now we're doing, like, 10 more days every weekend this month in May. I'm in a different city. We starting out in Chicago.
Okay.
And then we doing Detroit and Philly. I'm so excited to see what people are going to be wearing to this party.
Do men wear, like, the leather and all that stuff in the cap?
Yeah, some guys wear harnesses. Some guys just come in like how, what's that? Hugh Hefner used to wear the, like, smoker's jacket.
Oh, that's cute.
You know, so it's like, really, when I tell you to come in your dungeon outfit, it's really whatever you feel is sexy.
Well, I could wear my chaps, because I got chaps.
Ooh. Gary, if you don't put some pants on.
Butt cheeks gonna be out.
So, welcome to the dungeon tour aside. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Real Housewives of Atlanta just wrapped another successful season. You had a 3-part epic reunion show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What are your takeaways this year from the season and the show?
So I'm kind of curious to know how we're going to be able to start the new season and tape together when everybody, well, not everybody.
I mean, it ain't everybody.
A certain member of the group is kind of like totally separate from the group now. And it's like, how do we reconnect going into the new season?
Now, is Nene the member of the group that you're talking about that's separate from everybody?
Yeah.
So, Candy, okay, now it's also being rumored that the Queen of Law may be returning, Miss Phaedra.
And it's not the Queen of Law.
Got the Dungeon Queen, the Law Queen.
Was that?
And it's like, they were like, Candy said she ain't coming back if she come back. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I'm not.
What?
Yeah, I'm not. We're not going to. We don't need to work together anymore. So, I mean, I'm very cool if that's who, you know, if she comes back. I'm not saying she can't come back. I'm just saying I don't want to be there at the same time. So, therefore, I will have something else to do.
Even though it's quote-unquote work, it's still like us in each other's world. And if you don't rock with somebody, it's hard to be in their world.
Yeah. Didn't you post something the other day?
I sure did.
Repeat it for the people.
I said, just because you lost a friend does not mean you gained an enemy.
Right.
I do not want to see you not eat. You just can't eat with me.
Exactly.
Yo, we can't wait. If people want to go get tickets for the Dungeon Tour, where can they go?
WelcomeToTheDungeon.com.
Easy enough. All right, so, yo, Candy Burris, thank you for coming through. Be sure you go to WelcomeToTheDungeon.com so you can get tickets to the Dungeon Tour and get a taste of what Candy's offering up, y'all. One time for Candy Burris.
Hey,
don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish Nation. Hey, what up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Now, how would y'all like to hear about a job that is perfect for college students trying to make some extra money, or people like us who like to take naps in the middle of the day?
Oh, that'll be cute.
Take a look at this.
Hey, guys, I'm Julianne.
And I'm Rhea.
And we're Mattress Firm's first ever snooze turns. Last summer, we were lucky enough to get paid to sleep.
Yep, that's right. It's a real thing.
Mattress Firm is looking for their next slumber star. So if you think you have what it takes to be the next snooze turn, go to mattressfirm.com/snooze turn to learn more.
I would love to apply for this job. Can you put me down too?
Yeah. Sure. I think it would be cute if I could sleep with somebody.
No, Gary.
See, I knew it was going
to
escalate
quickly. We don't want the sheets to get dirty.
Well, oh, no, we're nice and clean, honey. You should use your wet one.
No, you might sweat or your oils or something. No, just
well, now we're white sheets, and if they have colored sheets, I could do well then.
You know, so, like, you can get up to 30 hours a week, and they're paying you.
I wonder how much they're paying there, Craig. I would so take this job if I could get a free mattress. I love a good hookup.
Brad, that's cheap, honey. You're a cheap sleep. Girl, you don't sleep with just a mattress.
I am not a cheap sleep,
if you darling. You're going to let them give you a damn mattress, honey? Anybody who could get a mattress?
They could give me a mattress, but I'm getting a chance to sleep for the job.
They got
to
pay me, boo. How much they pay?
They ain't going to pay you to lay up with nobody on their mattress, and they want somebody clean that don't mind laying on a white sheet.
What you trying to do is escort, Gary.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, you calling me a nap queen.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.